You're listening to the Cinemaniacs, episode number 38 for October 25th, 2008. It's Saturday night.
Oh, you really need to redo that. That was awful.
Yeah, it was a little choppy. It was choppy. That was like Shatter. What about like the Shatter?
Yeah.
October
25th.
Well, it's
ouch.
Rocket Man.
It's funny that you mentioned Shatner, because that's our first news story. It is about William Shatner.
Really?
Yeah.
Love Shatner. If,
we all love Shatner.
Of course. I love Shatner.
What?
That's before his time.
Yeah. You're really old. I'm not.
T.J. Hooker?
He said really old.
Yeah. What about Boston Public? He was on that, right?
He's still on it.
He heard the word hooker and he smiled. There's a stone cold bitch in the cheap seats, cracking my knees, cracking my knees. Okay, you grin fox, you bunch of fucking monkeys. Pretty pictures, say what your space is.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening to the Cinemaniacs. My name is Walt, to my left is Jeff.
Yo.
In front of me is my beautiful wife, Lisa.
Hey y'all.
And to my right is John. John, welcome back. You haven't been here a few weeks now.
Yeah. Finally back.
Happy to have you back.
I'd like to say we've missed you, but I can't, in all honesty. Mm.
Well, what have you been doing to keep yourself busy? Yeah,
who or what?
You.
Oh.
You've been doing who?
Just school. School and teeth.
Oh, dental school.
They know that. We've talked about that before.
Well, I'm just reminding them. You know, since the last time you were here, we've picked up a lot of new listeners. We appreciate that.
Oh, good. Right. Yeah, so I've been pulling teeth and stuff. It's good.
Yeah, getting you here is like pulling teeth.
Yeah,
that's right. That's true. But Cinemaniacs, did I say, is your weekly podcast, movie news reviews? What else did we choose?
No, you didn't.
You just did.
You just did just now?
Oh.
Congratulations.
What is it?
What's that?
What is the Cinemaniacs?
Your weekly podcast, movie podcast about movie news, reviews, and whatever else we choose.
Like teeth pulling.
That's right.
We take you now to Kermit the Frog with another fast-breaking news story.
So William Shatner, the media has been saying how he's disappointed that he's not in the new Star Trek movie J.J. Abrams directing, right?
Right.
They even went up on the YouTube and put up a video talking to his daughter about how, because J.J. Abrams is like, well, we had a part for him, but then it never came about, and Bill was talking that it didn't... that they never came to him to talk to him about it. And then JJ put up a video, actually an interview was posted where he was like, well, there's confusion and things. But JJ Abrams maintains that he loves William Shatner and is always, you know, like, I mean, puts him up on a pedestal that he deserves. And William Shatner is like, this great movie I'm just disappointed I'm not a part of. You've heard any of this?
I'm hearing it now.
Yeah, now.
Well, good.
Well, no, I'd heard he wasn't a part, and he was disappointed, but I didn't hear all the back and forth.
Because they have Spock, that is Leonard Nimoy,
right,
in the movie.
Right.
Oh, they
but,
do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But J.J. Abrams is like, well, Spock, he may have died, but they brought him back. But William Shatner, that is Captain Kirk, he died on screen. There's no way to bring him back. You know, but Shatner says in one of his books he brought him back. He did, like, this time travel thing or something, and... brought him back.
Well, they don't necessarily. Well, they also don't necessarily have to have the interview after he died. You know, they could have.
Yeah, they could have worked
this,
something.
This whatever this monologuing, this remembrance could have been before.
Could have been a flashback.
Could have been before generations happened. Who knows?
True. Could be.
Anyhow, so I guess we're getting somewhere with this. Because so far we've just been rehashing old news.
Well, I just wanted to put the positive spin on it because the media is always negative, negative, negative.
Right.
That. Shatner, he's like holds J.J. Abrams in high regard, and J.J. loves Bill Shatner.
Okay,
they love each other. Have a love fest, but they're just not in this movie together.
A lot of man love going around.
Okay, yeah, did he just say love fest? Yeah.
What has Abrams done? What else?
J.J. Abrams lost
Transformers. No. Oh no, that's the other guy, huh?
J.J. Abrams, he did Lost, Mission Impossible 3. What's the other show he did?
You better start getting
Alias.
Better. He's a TV guy.
No.
He started off as a TV guy,
but
now he's switched over to movies. Like I said, three. Mission Impossible 3,
Cloverfield,
which is a big movie. He had a hand in producing Cloverfield.
Yeah. But he's relaunching the Star Trek brand.
But his big thing is TV. I mean, Lost took over television, and he's famous for that.
Yeah, he's got a new one called, what the hell is that thing? Fringe is his new TV thing.
What happened?
Nothing.
You all right?
Yeah, I don't want to embarrass him, because did you see him grab his head when I said Transformers?
That was funny.
No, please embarrass him.
No, it was terrible. I've never seen him so frustrated. It's like, I want to bitch slap her so bad.
Well, I just listened to 20 minutes of all this cockamamie stuff, so it was a short fuse, you know.
Oh.
What?
That okay. wasn't because of you.
Yeah, no, I understand. That's fine. I know my place.
Who did Transformers?
Let's keep going.
Michael Bay.
Oh, I knew one. Ah. Only because he did that shitty-ass Miami Vice bullshit. Terrible fucking movie.
It wasn't Michael Bay.
Wasn't? Who was that?
Idiot. Look, I'm holding my hand. It's not you.
See? You had nothing to do with that, and that vein is popping out on his forehead.
Who did Miami Vice?
Michael Mann.
Oh, Michael Mann. Yeah, fucker. He sucks. Wait, what did Michael Bay do?
Did Michael Mann do the new Miami Vice?
Yeah.
Okay.
He did the old one as well.
Right. No, right. I knew that.
Michael somebody.
Knew
that. The movie was terrible. Whoever did that movie.
Michael Bay. Armageddon. Pearl Harbor. Yeah. The Rock. The Island.
The guy, yeah. He's awesome.
Did you do The Rock too?
Yeah.
Yeah, Michael Bay is good. Michael Mann, not so much. Right. Although he did Collateral, didn't he? Is that also Michael Bay?
That's Michael Mann.
Okay, good. Well, then Michael Mann's not all
bad. That's J.J. Abrams.
Very nice.
And continuing the news, piracy is a huge, huge problem in the movie industry,
mm-hmm.
right? They have, it's billions of dollars. I was going to quote the number in English figures. They have dogs now that find pirated movies.
Nice.
What?
Nice.
They do. Pirates sniffing dogs. Look at that dog. See? Kung Fu Panda, he found on the streets of England. And now the people are arrested.
I don't even understand. Can't they
make dogs that sniff out 200
million pounds? What is that?
quick. That would be great.
$2 million.
$500 million.
Oh,
let's see.
No, $2 billion. No? Isn't it like 10 pounds to a dollar or something?
It used to be 2.5 approximately.
Well, now that the dollar is.
Dollars gosh, that's a lot
now.
Of pounds.
Yeah, that's a big girl.
Well, anyways, these dogs from Northern Ireland.
That's a huge bitch. Freak.
They're so good that these gangsters in Northern Ireland have put a $30,000 bounty on this dog's head.
I don't understand. How did the dog sniff out a
snuff
CD
the puppy.
Or DVD, I mean?
Dog's head.
Doesn't make any sense.
How do they sniff out drugs? I don't know.
Drugs have a smell. This is a DVD.
So do pirated DVDs.
How?
The burn smell.
The dogs DVD. Are trained to identify finds by staring. Wait a minute.
What?
This is the dumbest so they just sit there and they life. Rub the DVD on the dog's face for hours and hours.
It's retarded.
You're going to find the bad guys.
Like, it's plastic.
Cadabra dogs.
They even used them
dogs.
In Malaysia where they found 1.7 million illegal discs.
I don't believe that for
1 second.
Yeah,
it's probably all kiddie porn.
I don't believe it for
assholes.
1 minute.
They use cats for that.
They had 3 dogs, and the third one died from as yet to be determined cause.
Got his Alpo poison.
Did you find this on The Onion? TheOnion.com?
No.
This is bullshit.
That's our DVD sniffing dog now.
Yeah.
No, this is the Times Online.
This is bullshit.
Go, laddie, go!
How can a dog smell a disc? It's plastic.
No, laddie, DVD. Don't look in Walt's closet.
You're the master and commander, huh?
Look, I don't know how these dogs work. They just
don't.
Do. What do you mean they don't? Well, how could they have a news story in the Times Online? This is a London newspaper.
How could the news ever be incorrect? Sweet how could they dude. Ever lie?
You're the man.
Well, then the police are blaming finding all these pirated discs
right.
on the dogs that
what if they walk around with a dog on a leash? They have like
no.
Yeah, it's a setup. It's
a cadet
propaganda.
Or an officer.
Yeah.
The dogs exactly. walk around the area and then they stop and they stare
the
straight at them.
Are the dogs on their own? No, there's somebody walking the dog. So let's say it's a police officer. The dog walks around, they see someone selling DVDs, and the officer himself is with the dog. They can just say it's the dog for a good story. It's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense.
You're boggling me. I don't know
this
why
you're
questioning
me. It doesn't make any sense.
You don't think that if you find a stash of DVDs, you don't think that plastic has a smell to them?
Absolutely not. It's the exact same disc.
What if they smell
sold?
The Sharpie ink that's written on them?
What if people put the stickers on the DVDs?
I don't know.
That's what I mean. It doesn't make any sense. There's no like scientific
amazed.
Or logical reason to believe that.
You don't think dogs can detect plastic?
Yes. They can detect plastic.
Okay.
It's the exact same plastic as a real DVD.
Okay. But if you find a stash of... Okay, if you go to the swap meet and a guy has a stash of DVDs and you find it, right?
How can
and
you they're tell not whether it's real DVDs... Not? How can you tell whether it's real or
have
not?
Have you seen pirated DVDs?
The bootleg DVDs? A human can tell by looking at it.
He finds the DVDs and then the officers
the guy's
can
selling
look.
It out in the open. It's not like he's hiding it. Not like you hide drugs.
Well, if they go to a warehouse. How about that? That's what it seems to say in this
okay,
article.
Okay, the dog can find plastic, so he'll find some Tupperware. He'll find some
No, he's,
speakers.
He smells DVDs. Okay, I can understand what you're saying. The pirated DVD and the real DVD smell the same.
Right.
Okay, so he finds a stash of DVDs and they look and like, hey, these are pirated. You're under arrest.
I guess. That doesn't... Okay.
Sure. Dude, just because you don't understand it, don't make it true. Don't make it not true.
I'll buy that.
Just because you can't...
Smell plastic,
just because you cannot...
He'll smell any plastic. You know, you walk around your house sniffing everything. It's like, oh, look, there's some...
No,
look,
he just smells the DVDs.
Obviously,
okay.
Dude, we could hand you two socks, and they would smell just as funky to you, but that dog... would smell them and know that they are from two different people.
Right?
I mean, that's proven. They've been doing that
dogs,
for a billion years.
He can smell marijuana and he can smell clothes.
Marijuana
he
has
knows
a very
the difference.
Smell.
Well, I'm not a dog. I don't know what a DVD smells like.
All right, dude. So let's move on because this is fucking retarded.
Maybe the DVDs have a patch.
It's not retarded just because you don't understand.
That's why it smells a pirate.
Yeah.
Anyways, the point is the piracy issue is huge. I mean, they found, 1.6 million, 1.7 million discs over there in Malaysia.
That's awesome.
That's illegal. That's big time.
Yep.
I thought you were talking about downloading movies, not making bootlegs.
How they got him onto the disc. I mean, The Dark Knight is one of the movies they recovered in the stash.
Yeah, like that movie, Can't Make Some More.
Yeah, I'm sure that hurt it.
Huh. So next up we have Clint Eastwood, Gran Torino. We've been talking about The Changeling.
Right.
Gran
right.
Torino is coming out this... what was the date? That's what happened. They got a release date for it.
Ah.
And it is...
He's actually in it, too.
Yeah, we saw a preview for that movie.
Yeah?
December 17th.
What's it about?
Clint Eastwood, he's like a old, cocky old
geezer.
Curmudgeon.
Yeah.
And his neighborhood is slowly turning more Asian people moving in, including some gangsters down the street are trying to harass this girl, the young girl that lives next to him. And he decides to make a stand, and the Chinese people come to his aid and stuff. So it's like a kind of like a battle.
Huh. You know? The gangsters are Asian too?
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, it's like
oh, we got
humanity.
John excited over here.
Huh? Clint Eastwood, anything Clint Eastwood is in is going to be good to watch, probably.
Dude, he's older than Shatner. Isn't that above your time?
No, because Clint Eastwood's still making great things, doing amazing movies.
Cool. Clint Eastwood is totally
Shatner
timeless.
Hasn't been relevant in 20 years.
You just be quiet about the Shatner. You're going to get some hate mail.
You're going to get cut.
Well, it's fine. Clint Eastwood was having
all those Star Trek dorks after me. Dorks.
Clint Eastwood had an interview, and he was kind of leaning towards that this... probably be his last acting role.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like major role or any role. That sucks.
Then he said, nah, I'm just kidding.
Good. Yeah, thank goodness.
Because I do. I love his directing, but I like seeing him on the screen.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
of course. And if you go to the cinemaniacs.com, our website, you'll see a preview for this Gran Torino, and it is very powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're looking for Oscar nominations coming out of this one.
Right on.
So
I'm just there.
Cool.
That's great.
And then we have Terrence Howard is not... going to be in the next Iron Man movie.
Yeah. They've been, well, I don't want to say, well, it sounds brutal, but been upgraded to Don Cheadle.
They did.
And I love Terrence Howard, but Don Cheadle's Don Cheadle, man.
That's right.
But that character was such a small part in the first one.
No way. He's his best bud.
So you can say that, but they're replacing him.
In the first movie, they had a small part.
But I don't know. Did all of us watch Iron Man?
Have you still not seen Iron Man? Are you serious? It's on DVD now.
What are you, stupid?
It's on DVD. You know what DVD is?
And Blu-ray.
And Blu-ray.
And it's on...
Yeah, I don't have a Blu-ray player
yet. Oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah, but he's over here all the time.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and you guys have seen it. You fuckers won't let me watch it.
Holy shit.
What? Nobody's holding you back. You know, I'll watch a movie twice. I'm not like,
well... I was doing shit like 4 months ago. You still have not seen Iron Man.
I have a life, dude.
Oh,
I have things to do.
Your life watching movies, and yet you haven't watched one of the best movies of the year.
Well, we better keep this moving.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. Sorry about that. I had to bring it out. Sorry.
He doesn't see Iron Man.
You're lucky you make good biscuits and gravy. That's all I got to say.
So Don Cheadle.
Yeah.
He'll probably have a bigger role then, is
That's
what I'm
exciting.
Saying. Because Terrence Howard didn't have that big of a role in the first movie, I don't think.
Well, in the Iron Man comic books, his friend becomes War Machine. No, I'm saying
War
in
Machine.
The comic books, his friend, whose name escapes me right now, it's not Stain because that was the bad guy.
Anyways,
he becomes War Machine. because Tony Stark is out of it for a while, and he asks his best friend to take over for him, Jim Rhodes. He asks his best friend Jim Rhodes to take over for him because Iron Man is alcoholic in the comic books. That is, Tony Stark is. So he can't do the Iron Man part anymore. He asks Jim Rhodes to take over for him. He plays Iron Man for a while, and then when Tony Stark rehabilitates and comes back, well, Jim Rhodes is still very good at it, but he can't be Iron Man, so he becomes War Machine. That's the character's call. There's another guy dressed up in armor, but he's a good guy. So that's why you'll see the reference in the Iron Man movie when Jim Rhodes walks past the costume and looks at it up and down and is like, maybe next time. Because they're alluding to the fact that
he could be,
you know.
I love the fact that these Marvel characters are drawn to life where they relate well to us humans, us mortal people.
Like the alcoholism and things like that?
Yeah, because that really grounds somebody. I mean,
that's
just very relative. I love that.
When Marvel comics, superheroes started becoming very popular in 62, 63, that was what differentiated them from the DC superheroes. DC superheroes had problems, you know, Clark Kent, Lois Lane, boyfriend, girlfriend, all that stuff.
Not social issues, though.
But
I love that.
Bigger and more real, you know, and they put them all in the same city, that is New York City, Manhattan, so they can interact with each other. And, you know, Spider-Man could come swinging by on his web and go past Fantastic Four headquarters, the Baxter Building.
That's Stan Lee, huh?
Yep. Stan Lee created all these guys. Mm-hmm. X-Men.
You're the man.
Spider-Man. Iron Man, Hulk, that's Stan Lee.
Fantastic Four?
Fantastic Four also.
Do we know when the next Iron Man's coming out?
May 2010.
Oh, jeez.
That's too long. Hey, John Favreau.
That's going to come out my graduation day.
And also that year comes out Thor.
Oh, that's going to be great.
Which is directed by Kenneth Branagh.
Who's playing
Thor? Oh, that's going to be kick-ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Kenneth Branagh has directed a lot of Shakespearean type of stuff.
Yeah. Who's playing Thor?
Well, he's done other
things. I don't know if they say who's directed Thor. Yeah.
That'll be great. That's exciting.
That's
yeah, that is a big month. Yeah, you're right. Little brother graduating down school.
And then in 2011, they have the Captain America movie coming out and the Avengers movie, which will have Captain America, Thor, Iron Man, and Hulk in it.
Wow. That's insane. I'm glad to see all the success with these comic book movies. I mean, for a while there, it was like, ugh, the comic book industry just hurting.
Yeah, and the only movies they can make were like these B movies, you know, just really brutal.
Well, you remember the first time
Dolph
they did
Lundgren's
like a
Punisher, those, yeah, that type of shit.
And the first time they did Fantastic Four with the rubber guy and stuff.
That they never put out, but we've seen the bootleg copy of it.
Yeah, I mean, in the closet. Yeah.
But
no, laddie, get away from that door. Yeah. So
they don't have anybody signed up to play Thor yet. Mm.
Hey, so that could be you.
Could be.
Better do some pumping iron.
Yeah, I should lift some weights again.
Better do some more push-ups.
But Thor comes out July 2010. Captain America, like I said, next year. And then the Avengers movie.
Sweet. When's Fantastic Four Part 3 coming out?
Do we really care?
No.
No. Not really. Not at all.
I just want to see Jessica Alba again. I don't care what you guys think.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm. What? No, I was looking. They had these movies, The Invisible Woman coming out.
Oh, or something. That's my girl.
There you go.
Because they're hoping she'll be naked. Right. They're just going to really make her invisible.
Could you just make her transparent?
Only time that good girl was good.
No, that's just a character. Never mind.
Dumbass.
They don't have lined up or announced Fantastic Four 3 movie.
Dude, you're borderline retarded. I don't want to hear anything out of you.
Oh, shit.
Transparent, see-through, translucent, almost see-through.
Great. Congratulations.
Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Good one, Forrest.
They're talking about having a Silver Surfer movie coming out. Whether that comes to fruition or not, I don't know.
That was I don't think they should branch off as much as they do. They're going to kill the industry.
It seemed like the whole movie was about the Silver Surfer.
Yeah. Weird. The Ultimate Space Odyssey. On this week's show, we're going to be talking about the movies, all new in the theater, Pride and Glory, Sex Drive, and Saw. Now, we didn't go see it, but they're having Saw marathons across the country. Actually, the other day they did, to be sure, Thursday.
Where?
Where they show 1, 2, 3, 4. Here in Las Vegas, they showed it at the South Coast.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a long day at the theater.
Yeah.
But holy a great, shit. Great day at the theater.
An amazingly great day, but damn, that's a lot of...
8 hours.
Sitting in one chair that's always very comfortable.
They had Lord of the Rings show back to back to back.
Yeah, they did that with the Potter movies,
and
too.
Lord of the Rings are all over 3 hours each.
Yeah, that's too long.
Hoo-wee.
I mean, I can watch probably three movies, but that fourth one would suck.
But then they have some theaters that around Oscar time, they'll have the Best Picture showing, and they'll show all five nominees for Best Picture.
You know what I'm curious about? Is if you're watching that much torture porn.
What do you do the rest of your life?
You watch that much torture porn in one day, what's going to happen to you when you go home? Are you going to feel like, you know, taking out your cat or your dog or something?
Torture porn, is that what you said?
Well, that's what they've labeled it.
Is it really? That's
yeah.
a new term?
Yeah.
I never heard it before. That's awesome.
The Saw movies, Hostel.
The Hostel movies are definitely torture porn.
Oh, yeah,
porn.
That was really... Yeah.
But we reviewed the Saw movies back in, I don't know, episode 13 or so. I should look that up.
A long time ago.
And...
So great.
That was 20 stars ago.
That's right.
They're just an element above the torture porn genre that because these are good stories.
Yeah.
Great stories. Who, the director and writer of these, is it the same guy, right, obviously?
No, the first one was, and then 2 through 4 were written and directed by the same people.
Well, that makes sense, because one was very different from the last three, but has this guy, are these people done anything else, the writers and directors? Have they done other things, or other movies?
Well, here we have this new one, was directed by David Hackle. This is the first movie he's directed. And he was the production... What's that?
The new director for Part 5.
Right. Mm-hmm. But he was the second unit director on 3 and 4, and he was a production designer on 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
As well as several other movies.
Is there a new writer for Part 5 as well?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
The hell?
We have... Patrick Melton, he helped write number 4.
Okay.
And you'll be curious to know that he also wrote Feast, the Project Greenlight movie, and Feast 2, if you can believe that.
They made a Feast 2?
Yep.
That's funny.
And they have lined up a Feast 3 to come out.
Oh, wow.
Feast 2 is called Sloppy Seconds.
I like that.
Also, Marcus Dunstan, he helped write number 4 and 5 as well. He did the screenplay with old Patrick.
Well, I wish they would keep the same people.
Well, they did keep the same actors. I mean, Tobin Bell's back as the lead character.
2 and 3, though,
Jigsaw.
I mean, in my opinion, the best. And it would be nice to have those guys all the way throughout, but... We're still great.
Tobin Bell is back, and we know him as Jigsaw. The other names I'm not too familiar with, but we know the characters they play. Costas Mandalore, he's been in Saw movies for a couple of them now. He plays Detective Hoffman, one of the detectives on the case. Scott Patterson, he plays Detective Strom, Agent
Scott
Strom,
Peterson
I should say. Scott Peterson, nobody cared about him when he was alive. Nobody cared about him now that he's dead. Why he was on the news, I don't know.
Scott Peterson.
Lacey
he's
Peterson.
Not dead.
Oh. He killed his wife.
There's two Scott Petersons.
Okay.
But we don't need to talk about that. We need to talk about Saw.
Again, nobody cares about him, whether he's alive or in jail, out of jail, before. Right. It just frustrates me the media talks about things that nobody cares about.
It's true.
And this is the movies that he's known for. He hasn't done anything bigger than this.
Got that.
Betsy Russell played Jigsaw's wife, ex-wife. In the Saw movies, that is 3 and 4, and she returns in this one. So,
hey, you know what I noticed about her? Is she got a little bit thicker in the chest this time.
I think that Saw money got her a little
hell yeah.
Action there. Cool.
She mammed up.
Yeah, man. It's all good.
That's not good.
She was looking righteous.
I don't know, looking a little top heavy. She sneezed, she might have fallen down. My nose. Man.
It's funny that you say that because in Celebrity Sleuth magazine, they talk about her measurements being 34C, 22, 34.
It could have always just been
that. I don't know, man. Maybe. I didn't notice till just now.
Yeah.
I think because she had a low-cut top.
Could be.
Because she was in a movie called Private School in 1983.
Wow. That you probably saw.
No, but I have it in my queue.
There you go.
Killing me. With Gotcha. Is Gotcha up in there too, babe?
No, we try not to do spoilers. However, Saw 5, let's spoil the heck out of it.
Yeah, that's
good. No. Lisa, Jeff, and I, we went to see Saw 5 yesterday.
Thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Weren't you studying?
I could have taken 2 hours off, but thanks again.
See, that's dedication. That's kind of dedication.
All right, we'll remember that next time. When you decline us, we're going to so snuff you for the next 20 years.
That's right.
We're going to be like, that's...
You snuff me now.
You'll see. You'll
Can't
see.
Can't get any worse.
You're going to feel the pain. How come
you
didn't
like
call
Steve,
me for
you're not
Thanksgiving?
Getting invited to football games.
How come you didn't call me for Christmas? It was at my own house. How come you didn't call me for my birthday? Yeah.
That's right.
You'll see. Yeah.
So Saw 5 takes place right after Saw 4 left off with the detectives getting awards and things. I'm not giving anything away, ruining the series earlier that, okay, Jigsaw got captured or whatever happened to him. And this movie then progresses from there. We have a lot of it told in flashback, telling what happened previously, setting things up that, you know, how Jigsaw orchestrated other plans.
Yeah, once again, what they do is it's not your typical sequel. None of these have been your typical sequel. Is with most sequels, you go further, you know, the story, you go...
Maybe make another story or something.
Yeah, exactly. You go further down the timeline. And we're not going forward. We're actually these sequels take you deeper into the same story.
Happening concurrently.
Exactly. That's what it is. It's the same story. It's just giving you a little bit more depth about it, showing you things you didn't see before in the first few.
That's one of the things I do like, is that they just try to make it go deeper.
Right. You're not going further. You're going deeper.
I think it was Saw 4 that said, you know, why he became Jigsaw.
Right.
And told that story. So now... Not only why he became Jigsaw, but why further things that he did and why that he did them, and things that have happened, why they happened.
There's number five.
Exactly.
Hey, if it's Halloween, it must be Saw.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite taglines because it's so true.
Yeah.
Saw 6 will be next year. Yep. It's just fantastic.
I hope they make 25 of them.
No, it kills me.
And saying that because this movie was nearly as good as the rest of them. Not taking anything away from it, but it's just, it's all story driven and there's things happening and you're sitting there watching this mystery story wondering if it's going to happen. Not wondering like, oh, is he going to kill somebody or is somebody going to get killed? No, but there's twists and turns and just drama going on.
Yep.
Nah.
And we're still waiting for Cary Elwes to come back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He was in the
first one.
That'll
be when he's like 90 and shit.
The first Saw movie had two guys sitting in a room, and there was a Saw sitting there. And those guys haven't returned as other characters have returned from that first movie.
Yeah, the only one that mattered was the one that got out.
To the kid?
The kid's dead.
They should,
you
the
see
Cary-o's?
His, you see his body. Well, no, yeah, you see, not first you see his body in two,
again,
but then you
I
see
would,
him die in three.
Right.
I would really like people to take advantage of these movies that haven't seen them already. So I don't want to give too much away from previous stories. That's why
if you haven't seen the Saw movies, please go out and see every single one of them. They are great.
They are gory, so if you don't like gore, don't see them. This one was definitely less gory than a lot of the other ones because there wasn't too much of that gore stuff in there. This was just story-driven and so much going on.
Pretty decent amount of gore in there, though.
It was a decent amount. It's not going without it, but...
No, it wasn't. Definitely wasn't going without.
Yeah. That's what I show up for is, you know...
Is that why you're disappointed? Because there wasn't
a
lot of gore?
No. I'm not disappointed. These movies are just... The first one was really good. The second one was good. But then it started to get kind of old and tired, just kind of played out for me. Because it's like, damn it, are they going to drive this into the ground like they did Freddy and Jason and all the other bullshit movies, right? And I'm not saying I'm not a fan of those movies because... You know, how would you have the horror complex like it is today if it wasn't for some of those steps?
Oh, no. Yeah, and every one of those series comes to a point where they jump the shark and just, you know.
But that's one of the things is like this series, the story, and I'm so glad that the writers and the director of this fifth one managed to keep its composure and still keep it with merit where the story keeps going. And I do like that.
You mentioned Friday the 13th and Freddy that is Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've only seen the first two Nightmare on Elm Streets. I've never seen a Friday the 13th movie. So I don't know what you mean by running them into the ground. But I do know that, you know, if you just have some guy going around killing people for no reason, I don't like that. That's why I don't like the original Halloween movie.
Oh, I understand that. Whereas this guy here, he's trying to teach them some kind of a humanity lesson.
Yeah,
right. But I was saying that's right. He's the bad guy. But... He's doing that. At least he has a reason behind it.
He's not the bad guy so much as the only people that are the bad guy are the people who make the choices.
Sure.
However, it just they're good enough. Okay. I'm a fan of, you know, the gore and the torture and all that malarkey because that's why you go to the movies.
It's titillating. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's fun, but I don't know. It's a little tired for me, but. I'm not saying it's not good. If you are a fan, of these kinds of movies, yes, you should go out and see it and you should have fun.
I get really frustrated in reading reviews. I was reading one before we went to the theater the other day, and I stopped reading it because I was afraid that they were going to spoil it.
Mm-hmm.
Because a movie like this, and watching it now, I can see why I didn't want to get spoiled, because all it is who did it, mm-hmm. what's happening, what's going to happen next.
Yeah, and you don't want to know that.
You know, this is all story-driven, and they could make this movie almost PG-rated if they just took out the gore scenes and still have those incidents occur. And it'd still be great because it's all story-driven. And so there could be an argument that says they don't need to be the, quote, torture porn movies.
No.
But there are people that go see it for that. But if you just want to see good movies, go see the Saw movies.
Yeah.
You have to see them in order, unfortunately. But start with one and go from there.
That's true. It's all about the story.
Yeah.
You're right.
No, and like I said, like Lisa had mentioned, the whole, Freddy and Jason thing, that was a really set formula. He gets killed at the end, and at the absolute very end, they give us an inclination that, guess what, he's not quite
dead. Yeah, and that's
And it's just, that gets old, and that gets old. I mean, the cool thing is, we're not doing that, and that's what I really am amazed about with these, because I didn't see him till the third one as well, because I thought it was more of the same, and I was pretty much burned out on that as well in the 80s and the 90s. It was like, okay, I don't need this.
Yeah.
And then here, seeing these movies, and seeing that the second one was like, no, it's not a continuation, really. It's really the same story, only told a little bit deeper,
It's more than that.
It's just opening up new
persons not coming back from the dead. If you take the Terminator movies, it's not Arnold Schwarzenegger coming back from time again. It's developing the story.
This story, yeah, exactly. This story is this main story. We're seeing the continuation of what's obviously a bigger story arc.
Yeah. So in that respect, these are some of the best sequels out there. If you're going to have sequels, have good ones, and that's what the Saw movies do.
Mm-hmm. John's nodding, too. He agrees.
Everyone complains about sequels being not anywhere near as good as the originals.
Well, because
I could make an argument to say that every sequel has been better than number one. I'm not saying that they're all better than the one previous, but they're all so good.
Yeah. I'd say the only...
You can't pick one being the best and one being the worst. They're all so good. One was much different, in my mind, than the other four.
Well, I could say... You could say one was better just because it did have the...
The impact.
The impact of being the first one.
The cult hit. The, sure, absolutely.
But a killer teaching lesson. Yeah. Not even a killer, but a man.
Great. Number one's great.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that 2, 3, and 4 that I've seen... I have not seen 5. I want to very badly. 2, 3, and 4... were a little more mainstream, whereas one was like not a mainstream hit, very cult, huge cult following,
right.
very different. Well, at least
it was fresh for a horror movie.
Very fresh.
Yeah.
And so that was a huge underground kind of hit. 2, 3, and 4 in my mind have been much more commercialized. Still amazingly great in my mind, but like you guys said, they're not... It's not the same old thing.
It's definitely much more about character development.
Each time is so good. And there's so many things you don't think of that just come out. It's like, oh, that's great. How do they plan this years in advance?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
You watch number 4 and you're like, oh my God, that was in part 2.
Well, that's just like
that was
Lucas.
2 years ago. How did you do that?
Yep.
Like Lucas writing out all 6 Star Wars movies and then, chopping them up into 20 years later.
It's amazing.
But for me, I would like to see them end out on top. I don't want to see them.
Yeah, you don't want to see them jump the shark. Yeah, stop it while they're still good.
Exactly. More. And that's what's killing me about it is it's like,
you're very apprehensive, I can tell.
I am. Because if you buy me some popcorn, I'm there most all
but
the time.
But you're just worried about them Shrekking it up.
Thank you. Shrekking it up.
Ten.
Anyways, this movie, I'm hesitant. I want to give it 5 stars. Because if I saw it again, I probably would move it up to 5 stars, but I think I'm going to stick with 4 on this one.
Yeah. I actually gave it 4.
Jeff gave it 4. Yeah. Lisa?
Well, 2. According to Netflix, I would give it a 3. Yeah.
Could you say that
again,
please?
3.
No, start with according to Netflix.
According to Netflix, I would give it a 3.
Because you liked it.
Just enough. Yep. There you go. Just enough. That's a weak 3.
I will be seeing it soon, and I've given 5 to everyone so far. I don't see anything changing.
That's before John's time.
That's our transition music.
The Love Boat! Very Dude nice. Said the Love Boat!
What is that?
Wow.
No, it's not.
Oh, man.
What is it?
$6 Million
Man. $6 Million
Man.
Yeah.
Holy shit, I've never seen that before.
Oh.
Poor kid.
All right, then.
Okay, next up.
Is that on Blu-ray yet?
No.
I think Iron Man's out on Blu-ray.
Yeah. Well, I've seen Saw 5.
Oh, yeah. You bitch.
Fuck you.
It's not for 3 days, not 6 months.
Next up, we have Sex Drive. John saw this. We didn't get a chance to see it. I don't know why he saw Sex Drive and not Saw, but...
Sex Drive's been out for a week and a half. Saw's been out for 2 days.
He's been studying.
Sex Drive, directed by Sean Anders, who also directed Never Been Thawed. He's written movies such as Playing Chicken and Never Been Thawed.
Wow.
She also acted in.
Okay.
Wow.
Has anybody seen Never Been Thawed?
No.
I've never heard of Never Been Thawed?
No. Nope.
Never Been Thawed was also written by John Morris.
Oh, him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that guy?
But Sex Drive stars Josh Zuckerman, who was in Austin Powers, Goldmember. He was in Lions for Lambs, and he was in Feast, we just talked about.
Okie dokie.
Anything else you've seen him in, John?
Nope.
Amanda Crew, she was in Final Destination, and she's the man.
There's only one person anyone will ever recognize in this movie.
James Marsden. Who played Cyclops in the X-Men movie.
Cyclops was awesome.
Seth Green.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Seth Green.
Come on now.
Well, he
the
actually,
Amish dude.
Everyone
Seth
talks about
Green,
Seth Green,
who was also in all the Austin Powers movies.
Everyone talks about Seth Green in this movie, and he was amazing in his small parts. But they were small parts. He was only in.
That's all he's got to do.
He was great, though. He definitely
he's too
stole,
busy working on Robot Chicken.
He stole the show. It was really. He was great.
Bucka, 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 bucka. I told you about that Robot Chicken theme.
Yeah, that
theme,
was awesome, man.
Oh,
that was
Robot great. Chicken is great. You've watched Robot Chicken, John?
Never heard of it.
That's Seth Green's gift to humanity.
Yeah. It's awesome. Speaking of Robot Chicken, anybody that can email us in the origination of the Robot Chicken theme song, what movie that comes from, we should send them a prize.
Yeah.
Okay. We can do that.
So what movie is the source of the Robot Chicken theme song?
Email us, podcast@thecinemaniacs.com. I think we see a Amazon gift certificate in the makings there.
Ooh. Hey, can I send mine in?
Yeah.
No. It's worth a shot.
John?
So Sex Drive was good. It was very funny. I mean,
what's it about?
Great.
What's it about?
It's about sex and driving.
Yeah, exactly. Sex Drive is about...
Hey, didn't we have a listener a few...
Cars and Boobies!
He wanted Cars and Boobies.
That's right! Did it. Yes! What was his name?
I forget.
What, Cars and Boobies?
Cars and Boobies guy, this is for you.
Was that the guy from Utah?
No, that was the guy asking us about those Left Behind movies.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Wasn't the guy from Spokane?
I don't know, but.
Yeah, but.
Congratulations, buddy.
Somebody emailed and wanted more cars.
Gosh, I wish I could remember his name.
Show,
boobies. Yeah. Boobies, not tits, boobies.
Boobies.
Well, that was our friend Josh from Spokane. Yeah, I think you said it right, Lisa. Oh. Spokane, Washington.
He just wants to talk more about cars and more about boobies.
Boobies.
All right. Sex Drive is about one kid in particular who he's a dork kind of virgin who wants to have sex with a hot girl who he met online, but he's portrayed himself as this big muscle-bound jock with a sweet car. Anyways, he's supposed to drive to Tennessee to meet her with his friend and other friend. And, of course, there's tons of hijinks and funny things that happen. James Marsden has his older brother who's this... He's nothing like his Cyclops character. He's very funny. Older brother, big bully. He was hilarious throughout the entire movie.
I've seen the preview for this, and of course online, well, at thecinemaniacs.com you have the Red Band trailer, which is the unedited trailer. That bully guy, the big brother, is James Marsden?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's James Marsden.
He looks like kind of like Brad Pitt in
Fight Club?
No. This new movie, Burn After Reading. He looks like Brad Pitt in Burn After Reading with the highlighted hair and the you know, very energetic attitude, but he's a big bully. He's a big time jerk. I mean, you're going to hate him, but he's great at the role.
Right.
So really, the trailer showed you what the movie's about. The only thing it didn't show you is that they go to meet a girl, which they showed you online who he's talking to. He's supposed to meet this girl, and then they end up, you know, doing their thing, and they go to meet the girl. That's really all it's about. And it was great.
So then the road trip ensues.
Yeah, it was just a big road trip. Him and his goofy friend, and the girl that he likes, who is his best friend in the world. And you know, typical story, but it was very funny. A solid 4 stars. It was good. Wasn't great, you know, not going to be any time of all-time funniest movies, but it was good, really good.
4 stars, good.
Yeah.
Okay, so how does it end? Good cars?
I can't remember what the car was called in the movie. It was called, like, the Chief.
I love you.
The car in the movie was called the Chief, or the... Yeah, so it was called the Chief. It was a really sweet car. I don't even know what kind it was. It was like a Dodge Challenger or something. It was awesome, but... some kind of buff muscle car.
And?
The main character in the car in the movie stole the car from his older brother, James Marsden, the bully. And so that was a huge deal. And
that was really that was Cars, the chief.
Yeah. Lots of cars. Oh, and Seth Green is an Amish guy who stole the show. He was very, very funny. He fixes the car later on, and that was a huge deal in the show. It was good.
And?
And there was tons of hot girls. His best friend is very cute, unique-looking girl. And then the girl he's supposed to meet, super hot, big boobies. Is that what you wanted?
And
big boobies?
And did you see them?
No, you did not. There was no nudity.
No nudity?
In a movie called Sex Drive?
Wait.
Come on.
Is this movie even rated R? What the heck?
I don't think.
Is it rated PG?
There was nudity.
Just like a Disney movie?
Let me think. There might have been, but it wasn't. It definitely wasn't the hot girl that he met. It definitely wasn't his best friend.
Was it guys? Because this says rated R for strong, crude, and sexual content, nudity, language, some drug and alcohol use, all involving teens.
There was nudity, but it was just an extra.
So because they were teenagers. They
female or male?
Female.
Okay, so there was boobies in the movie.
So you gave it 4 stars.
Thank you. That was like pulling teeth.
Really? Cause
there was?
There was boobies. There was an extra.
We don't care if they're like starring boobies. Just making sure there's boobies in the movie.
Ow. Sorry. And I say there wasn't boobies because I was thinking about all the characters in the movie, and no, none of them got naked. But there was a scene or two where some girls you've never don't have a word. They don't have any word lines in the movie, but they do get naked.
Well, they don't have to have lines.
Right. Oh, I gotta finish my sex drive.
Oh, God. Now I'm gonna start.
So, based on what you're saying, it was a good movie, and it's even good to see it in the theater, but if you want to see Sex Drive, wait for the unrated DVD to come out.
Yeah, there'll probably be more movies. But it was still good. I mean, yeah, it was funny. Definitely funny.
So
it's kind of like Superbad. Not as good as Superbad. But still good, really good.
I love Superbad.
Superbad's 5 stars. This is not anywhere. It's not 5 stars, but it's good.
So you're saying there was stand-in boobies in this movie?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're at a party and there's a girl that shows her boobies. Like that was the one part I can remember. There may have been another quick shot somewhere else, but it wasn't much nudity.
Yeah.
You would think there'd be more, you know, like
in a movie called Sex Drive.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because if I watch Zach and Miri make a porno, I'm not expecting to see porno, but. There's going to be some nudity.
Well, better be some nudity. That's right.
Can't wait to see that movie.
Yeah. I know. It's going to be wicked cool.
So that whole group of people, I don't know if they have their name for them, like Brooklyn Lizard, but those guys are funny. The whole group.
The Judd Apatow people?
The Apatow people.
Yeah, the Judd Apatow people from 40-Year-Old Virgin. They're all in it.
Sure.
Oh, those guys are great.
It's a Judd Apatow group. I mean, Freaks and Geeks, I guess you could call them.
Sean William Scott is in a new movie with Tom Rudd, the husband from
Role Models.
Mm-hmm. Role Models, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was over at some friends of ours' house just recently, and their child just turned. He's going to turn 17 in a few days, and he's so looking forward to seeing that movie. He says, "Hey, Dad, guess what? That's the movie I'm going to see in a few days because he'll be of legal age to go see our movies now."
Is Role Models rated R?
Yeah, that's what it said.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he was walking through that. They made a big deal about it, so he's very excited about it. So
well, that's good to hear. I'm more excited about it now because I thought it was just another PG-13 hacked-together movie.
No, he's very excited about it. So kudos to you, Child W.
And kudos to Sean William Scott to coming back. We haven't seen Stifler in such a long time.
Oh, I know. I was thinking about him the other night. It's great.
What?
Really?
In bed?
Whatever she got to do to get it done.
Actually, if you want to know, I was thinking about Mrs. Stifler. And,
MILF.
Shipbreak.
Shipbreak.
Yeah.
And you know that the American Pie guy that was with Mrs. Stifler, he kind of looks like Paul Rudd. It reminds me of him a little bit.
Nah.
No.
Nope.
Shipbreak? No.
No.
Sorry. No.
Paul Rudd.
Although that guy, Shipbreak, reminds me of the second character in Sex Drive. Because he's the second character in Sex Drive. I have no idea what his name is. Never seen him before in my life. It's this pudgy little kid who treats the girls like crap, and so they all fall for him. It's really silly, but he is a very strange character, but he's not an attractive young man, and he gets, you know, these girls. It's very strange.
So that's your secret, huh? You just treat them like shit, and they come after you?
I'm ugly? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Well, you ain't pretty.
No, baby.
So he does this, and that's his, I don't know. Anyways, he looks and
acts a lot like... You got that whole 17-year-old braces wearing thing going on, so...
Well, thank you.
That's hot. Bus stop hot.
6 more weeks.
Okay.
So 4 stars for Sex Drive.
All right.
That was pretty good.
Right on.
Yes. Next up, we have Pride and Glory. This is directed by Gavin O'Connor, who also directed Miracle, which was that Olympics, not Olympics, yeah, the hockey. Where
oh, yeah, the
Americans
hockey movie.
The hockey.
Yeah.
That was a decent movie. And written by Gavin O'Connor and Joe Carnahan, who also wrote Smoking Aces. Nice.
All right.
And Narc.
Oh, cool.
And a movie I hadn't seen yet, Blood, Guts, Bullets, and Octane, which I heard was very good as well.
Never even heard of that.
Yeah, but think of the name.
No. The title is rocking.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I just never even heard of it. But it's on my radar now.
Yep. This is starring Colin Farrell, who seems to be a fan of the show because we've been reviewing quite a few of his movies, In Bruges and Cassandra's Dream.
That's true. Either that or we're big fans of him.
Ed Norton.
Who we are definitely
Primal
big fans
Fear.
Of.
Hulk, the Incredible Ed Hulk, Norton. The new one. I mean, yeah. So many, many movies.
American History X. Thank you.
Yep. Fight Club.
Yep.
Fight Club.
John Voight. Still up there making movies.
Yeah.
And good roles.
Yeah.
Okay. And Noah Emmerich. Now, do we know Noah Emmerich? I don't know the name per se, but when you see him, you know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
He was in The Truman Show, Last Action Hero, Copland, Frequency, Little Children, Cellular,
I do know who he
Windtalker.
Is.
Say a role that people know him like, oh, that
Shawshank
guy.
Redemption, the ass rapist guy.
Oh.
Yeah, he's part of that clan.
Red.
Yeah.
No, it's not red.
That's got to be him.
He had red hair, though.
Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute. No, that's
the guy. Not him?
No, because that was the guy that was in the Saw movie.
No, it's not.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, the head of the sisters.
Tobin?
No.
The sisters?
The sisters. Remember the lead of the sisters?
Yeah.
That was the guy that played the federal guy's boss.
Oh, that's who I'm thinking of.
That's who you're thinking
of. Oh, shit. I ain't right, man. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Forgive me.
It's all right.
I ain't right. I'm going to be paying for
this
shit.
He was Truman's
later.
Friend in The Truman Show.
Okay.
He's got a red haired guy.
Oh, the big tall dude.
Yes, big tall.
Yeah, he was the ex cop guy that was going crazy on the pedophile in The Little Children.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's the, I know
oh,
that guy.
Yeah, I like that guy. Yeah, I like that guy.
Yeah, he's done some good stuff.
He has done good stuff.
Yeah, he really messed up that dude's
like
life.
Like, you don't recognize his name so much. Maybe after this movie you will, but you definitely recognize the face.
He plays a cop so well.
He always plays a cop.
He really does.
Yeah.
I mean, a police officer.
So, Pride
I don't
and Glory.
Like cop too much.
You have Ed Norton and Noah Emmerich, our brothers, son to John Voight. They're cops. Well, Ed Norton is a detective. Noah Emmerich is a captain. And John Voight is the mayor, Lisa?
No, he's their dad.
Yeah, but he's in the police force.
Is he like chief of police?
No, he's kind of like, I don't want to say a captain. I don't know that he's a chief. I think the other guy's a chief.
Mm. Lieutenant?
Could be.
Colonel? General?
No, he's a major. Lieutenant Colonel. Henry Blake.
That's right.
There you go.
Well, he's definitely up in the organization.
Okay.
I don't know if there's a place between captain and chief, because he's not the chief
major.
Of police.
I think he's a retired chief. No, wait. No, he's still working. All right. I'm not right. I can't remember.
So where's Colin Farrell? Isn't he related to somebody?
Yeah, he's like a brother-in-law.
Okay.
They're all Irish.
Right. Colin
Irish
Farrell
family.
Is a brother-in-law.
And you got the dad, and then you've got the older son who's in charge of this one precinct or whatever it is. You've got Ed Norton, and there's a sister in there. I think Ed Norton's the youngest, though.
Okay.
The sister she's a nurse, but Colin Farrell is her husband,
right.
And he's a cop in that precinct also.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the hijinks ensue.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the movie starts off that here's four cops are killed in a shooting. They were trying to arrest some drug dealer guy, and John Voight, he calls upon his son, Ed Norton, to come onto the task force to help investigate it. Apparently, he's a real smart kid. He's very good at investigating. A couple of years ago, they had some
incident
that went down, and he got off the case. He's been working in missing persons very successfully, but they want him on the case to find out what happened. Four cops are dead.
Right.
Yeah. They're all like, oh, that's your friends, and he really dumped a bucket of guilt on him.
Ah. He starts the investigation, and if you've seen the trailer, and of course you go to the cinemaniacs.com, you can see the trailer, and there's bad cops involved. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You got Colin Farrell and Ed Norton in there just playing very well together. They're doing their job, tough guy roles and such, and helping each other out. You know, this is a family movie. I mean, family that is,
right.
This is a very tight law enforcement family.
Right.
It was really good. It was really good. This Gavin O'Connor, he's making good movies here. It's not the best movie out there, you know, if you think of other strong cop movies.
Yeah.
Training Day comes to mind. This is not to that level, but it had potential.
Yeah. So would you say it was a little disappointing considering when you see Ed Norton on the screen, you're like ready to go, yeah, you know?
Oh, this whole collaboration, yeah.
And maybe I'm being biased because the problem I had with this movie is that I have such a hard time watching bad cops. I just don't like it.
Right.
You know, it turns my stomach, and I have a hard time watching.
Okay.
That's what I didn't like about Training Day. Training Day was great. Don't get me wrong. 5-star movie.
Yeah.
But watching Denzel Washington in that movie,
it's hard.
It's hard.
Yeah, well, that's why he deserved that Oscar, because it was a hard role, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was insane. Training Day was insane.
Yeah, it was.
And just like you mentioned earlier, Narc. That was a hard movie, too. Yep. But Training Day, whoo-wee, powerful.
Yep.
Yeah, to me, this movie was a little bit long-winded in some areas. And I could see potential from this director. Ed Norton never disappoints. That guy, he brings a lunch. That guy's amazing.
That's awesome.
The other players involved, they were really good. It's just that...
Not quite enough there to work with?
It was okay. Yeah, I would give it maybe a 3. That's a weak 3. Okay. Because I'm brutal. So.
You are, man.
Yeah.
And I gave it 4 stars. Did I say that?
You said it now.
Well, thanks for listening to our show, The Cinemaniacs. And you'll want to email us at podcast@thecinemaniacs.com. We listen in a couple of days. We have a show going up that is our favorite baseball movies, just in honor of the World Series that's going on now.
Yep.
I think the Phillies won tonight, so that makes it 2-1. The Phillies are ahead.
All right. And hey, don't forget, remember, first person that emails us the correct answer to the
Robot Chicken.
The movie, yes, the movie that is the source for the theme song to Robot Chicken.
So when you send the email to podcast@thecinemaniacs.com, put Robot Chicken in the subject line.
There you go.
And you will get a gift certificate to Amazon.com.
All right.
Get yourself a DVD or Blu-ray or something.
There you go.
With that, have a good night.
Later.
Bye.
He's falling apart.
Let me see.
Well, open up.
Let me see, she said.
Don't pull it out. I'm just looking at it.
Pull it out.
Oh, let's pull it out.
Pull it out.
I got... Go give me a napkin.
Go get the pliers. Uncle John knows how to use those.
That's right.
You got to...
Dude, it's just...
The needle nose ones.
That's right.
That is what they use, too, for the front.
It's ready to come out.
It's needle nose pliers, dude. That's what we use.
Seriously. I didn't know that.
Yeah, seriously.
I should have said I did, but I didn't.
Yeah. I mean, they're not needle nose pliers, but they look identical.
So, in other words, you were lying.
You know, they just put a different brand name on there and charge $100 extra.
Pretty much.
There you go.
The handle's different. Really, that's all it is. Has more teeth.
Craftsman MD.
So,
I don't know what she's writing over there.
Buttons.
That's what my mother always says.
Yep.
What?
You said so. I said buttons. Because you sew a button.
Are you ready?
There you go.
Okay. Think about...
Tooth extraction 101.
Here we go.
Oh, wait a minute.
Come on.
You're trying to tip your head back too far.
Look at that little baby tooth.
I know.
Look at the little baby head. Pull. Oh, that was awesome. It was quiet, but it was awesome.
That was easy. Look at the little tiny toothy.
Look at the tiny tooth. That was nasty.
Look at that.
Good job, dude.
Is it bleeding? Let me see.
You didn't even make a noise.
Whoa, that's a lot of blood. Hold your head back.
It's a gusher.
Ah!
He's a gusher.
I would have charged you $150 for that.
I just give kiss.
I thought it was $30.
All right, so you know where this goes.
I would have charged $150.
So what does he have to do to that now? Put some Act Up in there?
Don't smoke or spit.
Yeah, you need to rinse. Rinse your mouth with some water, dude.
Oh, you can get a dry socket just from pulling a tooth like that?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's a small little socket, but it's still a socket.
Dude, I know what a dry socket feels like.
That's right. So don't tell him to rinse.
He's fine. He can rinse. All right. He can rinse. He's,
well, that one
fine.
Had, like, no roots. I mean,
right. It didn't go deep.
Yeah. That came out quick.
Look at that.
I think it was mobile.
Ooh.
This blows. Why?
I angled it. Did you not want it angled? You can turn this.
Yeah, I don't like them on an angle. I just like them jutting straight out. Yeah. See, that's perfect.
There you go.
Yeah. Woohoo. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, I got tooth germs on it, so.
I'm used to it.
Yeah, okay.
I shouldn't think so.
I had to pull two teeth in this guy that had HIV yesterday, or last week, sorry.
Why are you sitting so close to me?
I know.
To you! It's
like, you don't do anything different than the regular tooth, right?
I made you biscuits and gravy. Oh.
Before the fact.
Are we done watching levels?
Yeah, now I was just letting them vent.
Oh. just waiting for us to get over our Tourette's moment here. Which I'm surprised because, you know, he's a big fan, you know.
Of your duty?
Yeah.
Of duty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I?
Oh, yeah.
Man, you should have smelled Rachel's duty today. I mean, child number one's duty. We get back from Steve's house. She tore it up in that bathroom. I was like, dang, who was up in here?
Are you recording?
And she's all,
oh, wow.
She's all, I was. And I said, dang, you should be proud of that. She says, I am.
Rachel, this is going on the web, you know.
Yeah, Rachel's cool beans.
I love that kid.
That's a cool beans.
Funny. That's right. Okay.
She says, it was poking out on the way home.
Mommy, I'm prairie dogging.
No, Rachel's all right. I'm sorry, Rachel. I'll be quiet now.
Don't worry, this is all getting deleted anyway.
I mean, I'll be quiet, child number one.
That's right.
Cinnamaniac. Yeah. Number one.
Anyway, yeah. Look at him. This poor guy.
It's like just riding along.
Hurry the fuck out. Just get it out, let's you go start freaks. Either that or you were doing your duty.